Picture this. You and your friends are sitting on the couch at your house, bored out of your minds, and can't decide on anything to do. We know how inconvenient that can be, so we are going to discuss what you can do in your free time in Colombia, because we know that most teens have struggled with finding something to do at some point through the week or weekends. We will be interviewing a few of Colombia teachers and students about their perspective on high school and things to do around Colombia.
One of the high school math teachers, Miss Steve, who we will be interviewing. Hi, Miss Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Okay, so our first question is, what did you do for fun when you were in high school?
Well, I played a lot of sports, so a lot of the stuff we did, I just was with my teammates and traveled and did stuff like that. But we also had this place in town called The Sign, and it was just a place in like a shopping mall area, and everybody would congregate there like on the weekends. So that's where everybody would park their cars, and we just sat outside and listened to music, and it was fun because everybody in town was there. So you knew if you were bored, hey, let's drive by The Sign and see what's going on. So we hung out at The Sign.
Dang, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you would do in Cahokia that you wish you had in Colombia and vice versa?
Yeah, in Cahokia we had a roller rink and an ice rink that was fun. More like junior high age. Most Friday nights we were at the roller rink. And then when the winter time came, it was fun to go ice skating. So that was fun, something fun to do. I wish Colombia had something like that. We also had a little place called Burger Bar that was a neat place to kind of hang out and had good burgers and fries. I always wish Colombia would have a place like that, like the Peach Pit on 90210.
Oh, I love that show.
I know.
That's a good show. What is your favorite part of CHS or our community?
I like the small town feel because I feel like we know everybody and everybody kind of looks out for everybody. And I think that's a lot different than where I grew up. Cahokia was much bigger. And we had people from neighboring communities that all came to school together. So I like the idea that here we all go to school. You know, we have a few kids that come in. But I like the fact that everybody goes to school from K through 12 together.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Because I know my parents went to a school that fed in to a huge high school, and they didn't know a lot of kids either.
Right.
What are the top five things on your bucket list?
Oh, I had a hard time listing five. One is I want to travel to Europe. Two, I'd love to go to the Kentucky Derby. That's always been part of my plan because my birthday's right around there, so I always think it'd be fun and wear the big fun hats. And I always have wanted to stay in one of those huts that are in the water, like in Fuji, where you're actually on the water and they have a glass floor and you can see through there. That's always been something I wanted to do. And I can't think of any other ones. I'm sure there's a million, but those are the only three that I can think of.
It's a pretty good three.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd have to win the lottery to do most of those.
What is your favorite high school memory with your friends?
Oh, geez. Well, I think I did play so many sports. We had lots of fun just being a part of a team and doing silly team bonding things, and we did that a lot. Yeah, and we like drove around back roads and listened to music and went to concerts, did lots of fun stuff like that. Concerts weren't as expensive back then as they are now.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is something in Colombia that you want to do but never have?
Well, it's not really in Colombia, but I've always wanted to like go hike that Salt Lick Trail, which I know is like out in Valmire, and go through those caves and up on the mausoleum, whatever we call that trail. I've never done that. I've always wanted to try that.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's really pretty up there.
I know. I would like to do that.
This is Ms. Vaughn, our All Things Fun teacher, and we are going to be asking her some questions. But first, we're going to do our speed round. Question one. Give a rating from the following restaurants, 1 to 10, with 1 the worst and 10 being the best.
Okay.
All right. Restaurant number one, Thai House.
10.
Tequilas.
7.
Rife Schneider's.
8.
Joe's Pizza.
7.
Joe Bacardi's.
7.
Cafe on the Abbey.
8.5.
Proving Ground.
9.
And Vaughn's Kitchen.
Oh, 11?
What would you advise a person in high school to do on the weekends for free?
Things in Columbia, we have a lot of great just like outdoor spaces. Like we have the park right up here by school. I think that's a really nice spot. Outside of Columbia, but still in this area, I'm a big fan of the zoo. It's free. You potentially could find free parking. Obviously, you might need to buy some ice cream while you're there. But other Definitely. Than that, it could be a free, and it's a really fun day, and it's a really nice place that, you know, we have here in St. Louis where most cities don't have that, that they can go to for free anytime they want.
If someone were to ask you where to eat, where would you have your first choice be?
In Columbia, I would probably pick Thai House. I really do think that Columbia has one of the best Thai places anywhere. I mean, we obviously live very close to a big city, but every other Thai place I've been to, I still really like our little Thai house better. Outside of Columbia, I really like Billy G's in Kirkwood. It's a very fun patio. It's a fun, good spot.
What were some of your favorite high school memories with your friends?
I think going to fun events like homecoming and prom and going to, you know, football and basketball games and stuff like that was always really fun. Our student council was not nearly as active as this one is here at CHS, but our student council did do a lot of activities, and all that stuff was always really fun too.
If you were to have a sleepover with your friends, what were some of the best foods to make at the sleepover?
I feel like popcorn's a must, because you're gonna watch movies and popcorn. You gotta order pizza if you're having a sleepover. I feel like you should probably have some like chips or nachos, you know, like stuff like that that you kind of just eat on as you're gossiping or, you know, painting your nails. And then something sweet, brownies or chocolate chip cookies, maybe even some ice cream, maybe all three together. That would be good.
We'll definitely call you up for that.
I like that.
All right, now we're going to be going into this or that.
Okay.
There's various foods, and you're going to have to choose which one you'd prefer.
Okay.
Chinese or Italian?
Chinese.
Barbecue or American cuisine?
Probably American.
Mexican or Cajun?
Mexican.
Thai or seafood?
Thai.
Indian or German?
Indian.
This is Lexi, a high school senior. When you went to high school, what did you do for fun?
I just hung out with my friends and went to sporting events and also played sports.
Sounds fun. What would you and your friends do on a girls' night out?
We would just hang out and eat food and watch movies.
Do you think that you couldn't do as many things because you were in sports?
No, I mean, I missed out on a couple of things, but it usually wasn't huge things that I missed. Like, I still got to go to homecoming and everything, so I don't think it was that bad.
What is your favorite high school memory with your friends?
I would have to say my senior prom.
What are the top five things on your bucket list?
All right, I want to visit Ireland, I want to go to Disneyland, I want to buy a horse, I want to swim with dolphins, and I also want to go to a rodeo at some point.
Now it's time for the one-word answer speed round. How do you put your toilet paper roll, over or under?
Under.
Are you a night person or a day person?
A night person.
Do you put your cereal in your bowl first or your milk?
My cereal.
What do you hold your pants up with?
Bell.
The next time you and your friends can't think of anything to do, consider the following options like bowling, eating, hiking, going to the park, and going to the zoo, or just having a sleepover. We hope this podcast has been helpful and brought you some good information. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by Kelsey Ohlendorf, Allison Carr, Paige Gervant, Victoria Vogel, and Emily Chase.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.